Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Shane. This is Nick from Hoff and Mizer. You
How you
requested.
doing?
Hello. So you went through the profile and everything. I hope you're satisfied.
I reviewed it.
Great. So yeah, tell me more about your idea and the work you guys do for Northeast Roofing Contractors LLC.
Well, it's not really a roofing idea. It's actually something unrelated.
Oh, something different?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so I want to develop an app that is compatible for people to connect with, kind of like Uber, but nothing, no ride sharing or anything like that, just people and cell phones. I want to connect people together to play golf together, whether that's dating or lessons, caddy, or multiple ways that we get people together, like all friendship,
Right.
competition.
Right. Okay. So people will be connecting with each other, and it's just to go ahead and play golf or just to hang out. It's like a dating app.
No, it's to play golf. It's a niche dating app. But I mean, dating will be part of it, but not everything.
Well, sure, of course. Corporate people can also
But
like get along with each
good
other.
people. Yeah, exactly. Friendship too. And, if you're looking to get lessons, I want that too. And eventually I also want a celebrity part in it, so celebrities can charge for their time to golf with people that are fans.
Well, that depends on the
So
celebrity. If they are signing up, we can provide them that option.
yeah, exactly. And it's only for celebrities that golf, obviously, but there's a lot of celebrities that do golf, so it's a very good target market. People that
Right.
golf generally have disposable income. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
And just not like celebrities that we see on as Hollywood actors and actresses. There are other athletes who also like go
Yeah,
ahead
sports, like, and like sports players. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Hollywood celebrity. I'm not saying no. Celebrities come in multiple forms, whether they're basketball players, football players, hockey players, And then if I was a football player or a basketball player and I wanted to go make $10,000 to go golf, I would. I'd say, that's my number. I want 10 grand to go play with people. But every celebrity is going to have a different number.
Right, but yeah, of course you can
So
just go ahead and dial celebrity's number. We can set clubs, okay, and we can set a subscription fee for celebrities. For example, they can come on
Yeah,
our.
no, celebrities would be free. Celebrities would be free. I would want a subscription for normal users, like everyday users.
Okay, well, so we can do that thing. There are slabs, okay, and celebrities are charging amount according to whatever slab we have given them. But when a client is paying, your client or the app user is making a payment, there can be a cut that you will be getting in your account. The rest of the amount will goes directly to celebrities' account. Something.
Absolutely. You get cut everything.
Great.
We
Okay.
don't just get subscription. We don't just get subscription. We get, if a celebrity says, I want 10,000, or we're going to, okay, we want 10% of that, we're going to charge 11,000. If me and you connect and we go to a golf course, that golf course is going to contribute to us 10% for bringing those people there to them. The
Right.
subscription's going to be residual. That's going to be monthly with all of our users. Maybe not a subscription in the beginning, just focus on ad space and getting user base. Then maybe after we get maybe we get user base, then we can go to a gold package, for instance, where you can have your personality more involved with it, so we can actually set you up with somebody according to your personality, is going to promote a good time. not just regular, I connect with everyone. Well, actually, we do the people that want to be really serious about it, pay a subscription, get into their ass with personality tests, so we really know who we're dealing with. I know for one thing, I don't want to work with me or golf with me. I want to golf with someone like my wife. She's a little bit more passive and calm. I'm aggressive, so therefore our personalities would not match up on the app. I would be redirected to someone that would be more likely to have a good time. Although we cannot guarantee a good time, we can set people up for success.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to do. It's really going to be a big network of golfers.
I hear you. Okay. So what I'm doing is we are discussing about I'm just trying to paint a canvas over here. People download your application. People download your application. They sign in or sign up, providing their information, okay? And then they go ahead and there comes a profile creation page where they can update their picture, their hobbies, interests, okay? And whatever can come in, we can provide them with different options. For example,
smokers, swearers, people that smoke, single, married, a very, very detailed profile. The profile is really the key to the app success. If that profile's vague, it's gonna suck. If that profile is detailed, if it's very detailed. Into does the person smoke? Does the person swear? Do they get upset when they miss a shot? Do they mind playing with somebody that's new? Do they only want to play with people that are new? Are they a new golfer? Do they want to play with old golfers? Do they want to play with younger people? Do they want to play with older people? It's going to be very, very detailed, and that is the key. That's different than anything else out there, and that's really the value.
Sure, I got you. So, in the profile creation, we can ask them so many questions that will actually define about their golfing interest, their skill level, preferred golf courses, their availability, age, gender, location, wherever they are located. Of course, if it depends on
that's
you,
important.
Where they want
to
start from, right? But then again, we first have to see if we are actually targeting a preferred location, or are we going all out in all 52 states?
All 52 states, definitely. But what I really want to do before we build it up is I want something that I can draw on investors, because this is a big idea. I really think by the time that the app is dead, it's going to take an extreme amount of funding to do this right.
If you think so, I'll see it. But whenever we come up with an idea, or if we go out to do some shopping, even if it's a window shopping that I go out and do something, I carry some amount in my pocket just in case something falls within my budget. I'm able to get that thing right there right now, because it's not very often that we get to find the best fit that we are looking for, and we can actually avail it. So just talking about this one, I just want to ask one simple question. Have you set aside any kind of budget for this application?
Yes.
Great. And I was looking for a ballpark figure by asking this question.
Well, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that until you give me your quote. I want a quote from you.
Okay. Well,
because I'm not going for the business. You are, right? Because it's my idea, and I have other opportunities with other people. You're not the first person I talk to.
Of course. The quote and all that information is something that I will not give you right now over the call. What I'm going to do is I will give you a scope of a document, okay? And in the document, I will describe whatever right now we are discussing, okay, how the application will work. Like I just discussed about the registration and login. I discussed about the profile creation where we said that what will be the location, what questions we can go ask about the people who are creating their profile, okay? We can include a subscription option with different plans and features and how people can connect with celebrities. And
dating, yep.
Of course, and discover matches. Users can browse through profiles of other golf enthusiasts who match their preferences and criteria, okay? And they can filter search results based on location, age, skill level, and availability, of course. So
yeah.
We will develop a matchmaking algorithm depending on all the questions that we will put up in the profile. And, of course, if I'm using this application and as soon as I sign up, the algorithm will work and it will suggest me compatible golfing partners based on the shared interests that I've shared. Okay, so like I have been using your application since a month, for example, and there's a new sign up like a week ago or only this week only they signed
pizza.
Up. And we actually have some compatibility. So the algorithm will be providing me with some push notifications, or as soon as I sign up in the application, they can tell me that this is a profile that actually matches my shared interest, availability, and location proximity.
Exactly.
Okay.
Very, very good explanation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, and then, of course, when someone...
Do you like the idea or do you love it?
I am an athlete, so I know, and actually why I love it, because a lot of my favorite athletes go out when the season is off, they go out and do golf. They go for golfing. So if I am getting a chance to meet my idols and the people I idolize.
Exactly. That's a good part of it, right? You like that shit.
Why not? Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So
if you have the money, I mean, and golfers got money, so good.
Oh, of course, if I've got money and there's a chance, because golfing is a very private one-to-one conversation, okay? You won't be having a lot of people around you, okay, just you and your celebrity partner just walking in the woods, okay, you can have, you can talk about a lot of things, you can talk about...
Yeah, it can cost you more for one-on-one, or he plays a foursome, you know, and he gets a little bit more from each player, you know what I mean, whatever's... If the celebrity only wants to play with one person, then they only play with one person. But if they want to say, I pay, you know, 10 grand to play with my dream idol for one-on-one, maybe he takes 5 grand per foursome, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you can get cheaper if it's for you.
Cheaper, of course, and they can...
And he gets more.
a celebrity can set up a competition, okay? And he can actually challenge people that, okay, I'm available on this date. If we can advertise this thing, this celebrity is available at this time, okay? And we are actually calling out all the golfing enthusiasts. If they would want to meet this celebrity and have a game with him, they can come up, sign up for this competition, and they can play along with him. So there are a lot of ways to go around this thing, right?
Yeah. Now, don't you see the money come rolling in?
Well,
it's good.
Great. And, okay, so messaging and chatting options. So once the algorithm works and we have a match, we will have a messaging and chatting option. Users find potential match. They can initiate a conversation through the app's messaging feature. Not for the celebs. This section is not for the celebs. Right now, if you think that celebrities have enough time, they are engaging in this one. I don't think so, but
no, definitely not. No, they just want you buy. That's it.
Right. So far,
they're not going to be talking to you about it because people will be faking the funk just to talk to their celebrity. They're like,
right.
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing it, but I don't have the money. But I can chat with them. That's never going to happen. That guy doesn't have time for it.
Of course. So, like, just normal people like you and me, okay, we can actually have this option. We can actually send a message to each other, and if the other person thinks that the person who has sent the message is a good match, they can actually open up a conversation and they can discuss about their golfing preferences, arrange tee times, and plan golf outings directly within the application.
Absolutely. And then I get the country clubs, grassroots. I knock on doors to get the country clubs, everyone in fucking America for the rest of my life, to sign up. So we get a little revenue from them too.
Right.
So so we need them to sign up too. We need golf to really support this. So if we get the another part of the business plan is going to be the country clubs buying in on it, us sending them people and giving us 10% or whatever of whatever the green fees are for that golf course.
Of course. Well, there are ways to go about it, right? It's just not that we go ahead and develop an application and then we are running after the people with these golfing stadiums and everything, and we are asking them to sign up with us so we can actually have them onboarded on our application.
Yeah, once we have something to offer. Exactly, yes. Yeah.
What we can actually do at the first pass of the application, it's like we can provide them with some designs, a wireframe or a prototype, okay? And it's just like, just give me a minute.
Just like the app?
Yeah, just give me a minute.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, sorry about it. Okay, so what we can do is, at first, just to test the waters, we will develop a prototype, okay, or an MVP, sorry, prototype is just designed. We will develop an MVP. It will have the minimum core features of the application just to onboard all these locations and see how the project or the idea is going, okay? And of course we can add unlimited features even once the application, the MVP, is live on the app stores, okay? So there is nothing stopping us because we will be using open source code. So the application is 100% scalable. We can onboard all the locations that we will have in the first place, or even if someone wants to come in and join us at a later stage, we can have them onboarded on the application. Okay, so that's
awesome. And also that prototype's key too, because we can get that to investors before we send it live. You know what I mean? I would like to try to round up some more investors to compensate me for whatever I invest in it, and actually, grow it and have better features, put more money into it. Because think of how big this app is. It's gonna need more money in the future. The prototype opens the door,
Of course, it opens the door. So, let me just go ahead and just jump from the app. The canvas that I was about to paint in your head, and just go jump to the other section where I am going to describe how Hoffenmaser actually works. So there are four ways we go about it, and we call it 4Ds. The first is, of course, the discovery, the discussion that we are having right now. Okay. You're telling me about your idea. I am providing you some input from my experience and expertise in technology and how the application can actually work. And we discuss, we go through the discovery phase, and then we go ahead and put everything down on the document, okay? So,
eat your pizza.
Okay, all the features, all the functionalities are noted down on the document, and we share it with you guys. You go ahead.
Okay.
You go through all the steps, you read it out, okay? And if you think that there is something that we have added right now and you don't think so that we need it as the first phase of the application, you can just remove that thing, okay? And if you think that we have actually missed a very important point, so you can add that point, okay? Of course, this document actually defines what type of functions and features we will be using in this application, and this will tell us what skill set is we will be using and what will be the timeline. Okay? So once both the parties are actually sitting together on this document, we would know about the estimated timeline, and I will be able to provide you with an estimated quote for the complete application. So this will be the discovery phase where I provide you with a high level. At the end of this discovery phase, I will go ahead and provide you with a high level scope of a document with a proposal, timeline, and prices. So this is the first phase.
Okay.
The second phase is design. Okay. Once the document is locked, we go ahead, we provide you with a few questionnaires where we ask you about how do you want your logo to look like, okay? How do you want the colors of your application to go like, what font family you would want to use and everything. So you answer the questions that we will be asking you in the document as best of your knowledge, and we will be providing you with a mood board. Okay, we will tell you what font family we are using, what colors we are using, and we will actually design a few screens for you just to give you a feel and look of the application, how it will feel like, how it will look like. Okay, this is a mood board, or you can also name it a wireframe. And till now, you have authority for about unlimited revisions. Until and unless you think that I'm not satisfied, I don't think so, this color is going with the idea that I have in my mind, you can ask us to make unlimited revisions to unlimited changes, okay? Until and unless, because we believe in 100% customer satisfaction, you can ask us to make certain changes. We will go back to our drawing board, and we will design the application according to your choice.
Sounds good.
The design is confirmed, okay, then we provide you with a clickable prototype. Once the wireframe, the mood board is done and you are happy with the results that you have seen in the mood board, then we go ahead and provide you with a clickable prototype. It's not an application, but this is something that you will be using on softwares like Figma or Adobe, okay? It is a clickable prototype. You can actually swipe through the application, and a few core features will be active, like you can see all the screens that will be used in the application from sign-in till logout.
Okay,
so this is the complete design phase. After the design, we move to the development phase. This is the third phase. We will go ahead, we will do our front-end development, where we will provide you with an alpha phase. You can test that on your iOS or Android. So, yeah, another question. You want this application to work on all type of cell phones, right?
Well, yeah. Can you separate the cost for each one?
It depends. There are two ways to go about it, okay? One is native. Like, we develop different applications for both iOS and Android with different codes, with different languages, okay? And this is actually easy and cost-friendly when it comes to maintenance, but it is costly as we talk about the development process. The other option is to get a hybrid application. This is...
That's right.
Most of the applications are hybrid. That's cheaper, okay?
Yeah.
Maintenance is costly because you will get several updates from Google and iOS, Apple App Store. But the development is pretty cheap because you just need to use one language to create the application, and then you will have different builds for each iOS and Android, okay? So this is...
Okay.
Hybrid, this is cheaper than the native version. I will provide you cost for both of how the native will work, how the hybrid will work, so you can actually choose between it however you would want to go ahead with your project. It's your choice. It's my duty to provide you with all the options, okay?
So the answer to my question is no, it's not more cost effective to do one at a time because both of them are being going to get done. Right.
Just to go about, like, if you're going for a hybrid version, that's better. That's also my recommendation. If you ask me. I will tell you to go for an hybrid application.
All right, so just send me to that one. Don't waste your time with the other quote.
Okay, no worry. Thank you so much. The other thing after, okay, so the development is complete. We provide you with a exe file or an APK that you can download in your iPhone or Android, and you can use it as an application. It's not live right now on Google Play Store or Apple App Store. It's just an application that you are able to use just to check features, how it's working, okay?
Yeah.
We'll give you
can I share with friends?
I beg your pardon?
Can I share with friends? Like, can I not put it on Google and just have a small group of people using the app?
That is the reason that you will be testing this thing on different screen sizes, on different operating systems, on different versions of Android and iOS.
With
okay?
different people. Yeah. Okay,
this
I got you.
This is the testing test. This is called manual testing that you, your friends, me, my company, people working as developers over here, we will be testing on several devices over here. You will be doing at your end, okay? Just to make sure that there are no glitches and nothing is holding us back, to make sure that we can actually go ahead and make this application go live on these stores. Okay, once the testing is done, this is the third phase, this is complete. We go and we deploy the application on the stores, app stores. And this is the fourth phase. Once the application is live, we provide you with a 3-month free warranty or guarantee maintenance plan. So once the application is live, we will be providing you with 3 months maintenance for free. This is just like a warranty that whatever we have designed and developed for you, you will face no glitches, no issues with it. Okay, and just in case there are any early hiccups or anything like that, we are there for you to provide you with updates. And if the application is lacking anywhere, even after all that testing and everything, we will go ahead and make sure that we make the revisions. We make sure that your clients, your users are going to have a smooth feel and a smooth look of the application, a smooth run of the application.
Okay.
Okay, so these are four phases right now: discovery, then design, then development, then deployment. Okay. And this is how we will go ahead, and whatever the amount that will come up after, I will provide you with a scope of work document, and you will give me the revised version just in case, or if whatever I have provided you think that this is the best thing and we should go ahead with it, I will be able to provide you with a quote and timeline. But till then,
you can't give me a timeline, how long it's going to take to get to test phase?
Okay, I can actually right now tell you that this type of an application can take about like 4 to 6 months at a maximum.
Okay.
Okay, but you can tell me like when do you want to start and when do you think that you would want to go live. You can tell me and we can actually accommodate our employees. We have like 40 plus skilled developers over here. So we can...
No, I mean, 4 to 6 months is reasonable.
Okay. So, yeah, it's good to have. It's just that...
I'm not going to try to rush it. You guys need to take your time and do it right. That's all. I just want it right. That's it. I don't care about... You know, if I tell you I want it done in 3 months, the quality's not going to be...
Exactly. One thing. And the other thing is that it's not like that we will ask you for money, Shane, and then we'll come back to you after 3 months. Okay, here's your application. Take it and go ahead with it, whatever we have done. It's a collaborative process. So we will have like weekly meetings. Normally, we are doing it on every Friday with our clients. Okay, so we do have weekly meetings or biweekly meetings with our clients, and we provide them with whatever work we have done. Okay, we have our own Project Infinity 2, where whenever we onboard a client, when they sign up with us, okay, we provide them with a sign up. They are with us on that project management tool, and we provide them with daily updates on that tool. Okay, we have done this thing, we have written this code, we have designed this page. So they are getting updates on timely basis. And if our client says that we would want to have a meeting, we schedule a meeting according to their convenience. So it's a collaborative process. It's just not like that you pay us the money and we go away with it. And then again, it's not something that you are going to make 100% payment right there, right now. We actually believe in achieving milestones. So there are three milestones how we work. First, we mobilize our team and provide your designs. That's the first milestone. When it's done, the designs are confirmed. We invoice you for the second milestone. That's for the development. Once the development is done, it's tested. Then we provide you with invoice for the third milestone. We deploy and go out for the maintenance. So three milestones. The total price, whatever I'm going to go ahead and quote you after the document is perfect for both parties, you are not going to make 100% payment. For example, just a rough idea. For example, this application is for 50 grand. So the first phase is for 40. The second, first milestone is for 40%. Second milestone is for 30%, and third milestone is for 30%.
Okay, so 40, 30,
30. Okay. Yes. Okay. So that's make it about 100%. All right. 40% will get you a clickable prototype. Okay. And to help you onboard clients, what I can do for you is we can actually create a Kickstarter campaign for you. If you know people who can invest, you can go ahead and provide that prototype. Okay, you can provide a presentation, but we can design a presentation for you. We can make a video. We can make an advertisement video. Okay, and we can write the whole campaign. We can run that campaign on your behalf. Okay, we can set an amount. Okay, and we can set, for example, like I just said, for example, the application is for 50 grand. You can ask for 80 grand because 50 is used for development, then the rest of the 30 you can use for marketing, right?
Yeah, so, no, I'd want to do more than that. Yeah, definitely. I'd go like 100.
you can ask for 150. It's on you, and you would want to use it, but yeah.
Yeah, we're going to ask for more, definitely, because it's going to cost more down the line. I understand that. And I'm going to have to market it, and I'm going to have to travel. I mean, 30 grand doesn't go far, you know?
Right, of course.
Not to mention the internet, Google Ads, YouTube, Facebook, all this shit has to, you know, you have to do everything. Yes, it's going to be a lot of money in ads, so it's going to be a lot more than 30 grand.
Either you jump.
And that all depends on that. That's 100% dependent on how good your prototype is. If you have a good prototype, this thing's going to be great, and it's going to draw in a lot of money and a lot of attention. We're not reserved to Kickstarter, just Kickstarter either. There's multiple crowdfunding platforms that we want to use every single one of them and see how much money we can raise for this thing, and let's really put it right back into it, because once the users and the subscriptions start rolling in and people start connecting with people, then it's really gonna feed the investments, you know.
Great. Yeah, of course there are a lot of platforms for crowdfunding, and we can go ahead and use all of them. Well, because not everyone is using all of them. Okay, for example, I'm using Kickstarter. Someone else is using something else. So we should go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I've been looking into those.
Yeah, we should go ahead and target everyone. We should advertise on YouTube, on Google, on TikTok, on Snapchat, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Meta, on WhatsApp, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
We can go ahead and market it. We should go ahead. And the best thing is we used to call it in our early days. I've heard my parents and my uncles talk about it, that you need to get into your client's pocket, okay? You need to get into their wallet, right?
Right in their cell phone.
Yeah.
Not their wallet. We need to get in their cell phone. That's all you need to do. And even their information alone is worth money.
Exactly. This is what
emails. Constant contact, everything, you know.
Emails, text marketing, whatever ways you can go about it.
Exactly, just like constant contact and all these other. That's what, just like all the other companies. Just keep harassing them. Sign up, sign up, sign up, sign up, sign up, sign up. Like every other fucking company, right?
And we do have a marketing team over here.
Good. All right, so let's talk some numbers.
Talk some numbers right now? No, no numbers. I'm going to go ahead and provide you with a document. Okay, you first see that the features are all out there. Okay, I'm not missing on anything. Okay, and you see if you want to add something, you go ahead and add it. If you want to remove something, go ahead and remove it. Okay, once we are synchronized, what I'm going to do is we should schedule a Zoom meeting. On Zoom meeting, I can share my screen. I can share some prototypes. I can share some mood boards with you, some prototypes with you, so you can actually see the work we are doing. You can the applications that I've attached in the document that I've shared with you earlier today, those applications are actually live on App Stores. But I want you to see something that is in between in the work in progress. So you would know how we are working, what the prototype you will be getting, what are wireframes and everything, okay? So just also for your understanding how it will work and how the steps will work and what you will get, I will want you to connect me after the document in a Zoom meeting so I can show you what we are doing.
Okay, well, let me read the document first and we'll go from there, right?
Sure, we can do that. And after once I've shown you everything in it, how we will go ahead and once the document is finalized and I've shown you everything, I will talk about numbers. The timeline is already out there, 4 to 6 months, rough timeline, okay? That's what the time it will gonna cost. And yeah, numbers will be shared after we have a proper scope of work or an app flow discussed on a document.
Okay, so you send me a document. I'm gonna revise it, send it back to you, and you guys are gonna, you know, look at it. And if we agree on that document, then you sign that document. And that document doesn't bind me to anything. Right? It just says we're moving to the next step.
No, you don't have to sign it. It's just an app flow document, how the application will work and look like. Okay, you don't have to sign in anything right now. If you just go ahead and read it, okay? You see that everything is according to what you have envisioned in your application, and then we can go it from there.
Okay, so basically what you're sending me a document about what we just discussed, what the vision for the app is, right?
Yeah. Just since I have given you out a number, I'm just talking it, since we are talking about the numbers and the application, a 50K thing, you think that's doable for you?
No.
No? Too much?
That's not, I have less than this for 40%?
No, for, not
total?
Much. Yeah.
Total, what's 40% of that would be? 20, that's still too high.
Let me multitask over here, open my calculator. Let's see what we're talking about to get you.
It's about 20,000. Yeah, it's a little high for 40. That's a little high for a down payment.
Mm-hmm. What's doable for you? It's 20.
Well, let me think of this, and also, so I have your email. That's your email that you sent me this stuff?
That's the email address is of my HOD, okay? So, of course, you can contact me on the same email. That's not a problem. I can also send you all the information from my own email address. If you would want me to go ahead and do that, I can do that.
I'm at like 8,000 for deposit. Now, if you want to lower the percentage of the deposit, I want 8,000 to get me. I want 8,000 to get me. That doesn't get me to the prototype. No, we can manipulate the numbers for down payment being less percentage, but that's totally up to you. I'm not going to tell you how to do
it. We can talk about the installments and everything. Okay, that's not a problem. You are saying that a prototype for 8 grand, that will be a low. I can get you a mood board for that amount. Okay, you can see a wireframe. You can see a couple of screens. You can see the phone family that we are using. You can see the color scheme.
Can I entice investors with the 8 grand? Is what I'm saying. Will it be stable enough to put on Kickstarter and other places comparable to other campaigns? Not weaker.
No, not weaker. We will be running your campaign, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
If you're taking the responsibility for that, okay, if you're taking the responsibility for that, we will make sure, because we are actually not targeting 8,000, right? We are targeting the complete payment for the whole application. So we would want
to... I don't know. I think 50 is a little high, though. 50 is a little high on the whole price, but... But once, so I don't want to gamble. I don't want to gamble, you know, sign up. Once I agree on the $50,000, it's agreement. So I'm responsible for that if we don't get a red dime, right? So that's the thing. I think that's $50,000 is a little high for me.
What do you think it's doable for you? There is a number that I've given you, of course.
Not doable for me. I mean...
This
I just think what's fair.
50 is a lot fair. Seriously, Shane, I'm at the lower end of the market, okay? I can tell you that...
Well, no, I've been working on this project for a little while, for about 2 months right now, and I've been talking to multiple developers, and some are a lot cheaper than you, but I really like your presentation. So there's value to what you're saying. I mean, following through on what you say, that's a whole nother story. I have no idea who you are through a hole in the wall. And I've been promised a lot of things by a lot of people in my life. And I'll tell you, 80 to 90% of the time, they don't fall through. Now, when I promise something and fall through with my business, I always do. So I'm hoping you're more like me, not like the other 80% of people out there. But, you know, just the rest.
Like you.
I also have to ask you, where do you reside? You have multiple places listed on your website.
Yes,
where do you reside?
Skokie, Illinois.
Illinois?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, all right. So if I flew to Illinois to sign these contracts, could I meet you?
You can meet the HOD.
I can fly to Illinois and meet someone to sign off on this?
Yes, of course. We are available in our offices. You can fly, come, sign the document. That's fine.
You have another office in Florida, correct?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to Florida and New York.
Yes, sir.
Where is it? All right. So New York's close to me too, but I'm going to Florida on the 3rd, and I'm meeting with another developer on the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
I like where you're at. I like your presentation better. He's done a good job too. He's a lot lower than you. He's at 14,000 for the app. But you're obviously, I mean, to be honest with you, your pitch was a fucking hell of a lot better. And what you've included in what you're saying is a hell of a lot better. So what I'm really going to need is that document that you were talking about to send me so I can really review it. And also I need to set up an appointment on a weekend, which is tough. I know that's tough for you guys, but I'm going to be in Florida the 3rd. I mean, I'm not available the 3rd. That's my aunt's birthday, but I'm available the 4th and the 5th in Florida. What part of Florida is the office in?
We are in New York. We are not in Florida.
Your ad said Florida.
No. We have an office in New York. We have an office in Skokie, Illinois. It's not in Florida. I think you might have mixed me with some other developers that you are having a word with.
I'm absolutely not mistaken. And one thing you have to realize about me, if I say something, I saw it. I never lie, okay? Do you want to review the document you just sent me and read at the bottom where it says locations? It says Indiana, New York, and Florida. So Florida's obviously not on the map for you guys, but it is on that. You can take a look at that if you want.
I
you see it?
I have it.
Do you see it? Yeah, yes, you see it, right?
Yeah,
Florida?
I do. We had it.
Okay.
This is a template I had to revise. It was, our office was there 2 years ago.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, update that shit, okay? You guys should be good at that. You guys should be really good at that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So where's this place in New York? Can you text me the address to that place in New York? Because I
No
might
worries.
go to I'll go to New York before I go to Florida. Because
No worries.
I'm in Massachusetts. That's not too far from me, and I'm just finishing a very, very big project. That's gonna
Great.
I'm just it's really, really good sized project. So
Nice.
I also own a roofing company too. So I got
Yeah,
ideas for an app on that too.
I
But
was
that's
actually.
after this one.
Well, I thought that we will be discussing about some roofing stuff on this call, and you just
Oh,
taught me.
we will after this. I rather follow my dreams, not my job, not my profession first. And if this app doesn't work out, then I have a great one for roofing too. That's I've
Okay,
held in my mind for a long
this
time.
will definitely work as we discuss. Okay, of
Yeah,
course,
I
nobody.
think it
We
will too.
all want to meet some celebrities. Alone, have a good chat with them playing golf.
Yeah, and people, single people want to meet each other too. Yeah, and
Yeah,
have sex and make kids and make families and fall in
and
love and have kids. And then our app could be
then
really
and
responsible for that. What an honor, huh?
what an honor.
What an
Well,
honor making families. Yeah. Oh, we met on tea time and they have a family. I mean, what's more valuable than that? Nothing, bro. Nothing. That's what I want out of this app. I want to get people together and people friggin'
you are
enjoying themselves.
you have a great pitch. You are a great salesman.
Well, yeah, I'm also signed up for Shark Tank, so you might see me on there after we get this little kickstart going. But I need some fucking users, and I need a prototype.
Oh, great. Well,
So
of course. Let me just
I'm
first
not
get the
stopping,
coffee
dude.
with you.
This is
No,
my
you don't
dream.
have to. I will help you accomplish your dream. First of all, let me go ahead and share the document with you. Okay, go through it. Okay, also, I will text you the location. You can check it whenever you are traveling. You can go ahead and visit us. Okay, go through the
Okay.
document, visit
Yeah,
us.
no.
Tell
I'll
me what
what I'll do is I'll review the document and then I'll set an appointment for the New York office.
Perfect.
Give me the contact information for that place too. And
Sure.
if we work with that $8,000 down, and then we'll work on that number a little bit. I don't know what we can do if we can come down a little from 50. That would really help your case. But what I'm gonna do is, finish the three quotes that I have. I have one for 14, I have one for 40, and I have you for 50.
Okay.
Okay, so
Right.
that's I have to do my due diligence there. I really like your pitch better than all three of them, though. Your pitch is better, but
Well,
we'll
thank you.
see. We'll have to have a meeting in New York. I'll go to Florida, I'll have a meeting with him. I already had a meeting in New York, so hopefully we're not talking about the same place in New York. That would be a little awkward. But because then you just quoted me 10,000 more than what I got quoted for them.
No,
But
no, no.
we'll see.
You'll see, sure, for sure. Let's go ahead and let me work out on the document. You gave me 24 to 48 working hours, okay, working days.
I will definitely. Yeah,
Okay.
I'm not rushing, and I'm not rushing to make a decision until after I've seen everyone. I have to meet the guy in Florida too because he's already given me some stuff that looks really good.
Great, I appreciate you giving us time, okay, because I would want to make sure that my presentation is better than anyone else. And for that, of course, I need time. It's just not something I get off the internet. I have to make sure that I have my business analyst with me. Of course, he will be talking about where the sales will be coming in, how we can work with the subscription-based model, how we can actually work with the celebrities. Okay, he will give me his
So
input here over text, right?
and tutelage. Don't forget tutelage too. Learn how to play. I mean, I want golf pros on here earning a buck too. If I want to get a lesson from someone, I want them to set their rates on my app, and then we take a slice of that too. The teachers that the golf pros, you have to pass a test to teach golf to be a registered PGA pro. And they make a living off that. I want this to be another revenue of income for them. Kind of
Okay.
like an Uber for people that teach how to play golf. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. Okay. I can
I
add this to
also one more quick thing too. I'm sorry, there's just a lot here and it keeps coming to mind. I like the Uber, that's good, like to connect the people. But also like hotels.com, their old model, after you do 10 nights, you get a free room. They got rid of it, but I want to do every 15 rounds, you get a free round on us. So as long as we see enough revenue and it supports that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If it adds, like, if it helps you get 15 rounds for one person, why not? We can add this
exactly.
thing. There are a lot of ways to go about it, okay? You can offer free stuff on some holidays, okay? You can provide some discounts. You can make revisions even while the application is live. So as I told you, we will be using open source code, so application is 100% scalable, and, of course, you can make a lot of changes into it.
Awesome. No, really, really good. Hey, really good job. Send me that document. I really enjoyed our conversation. I'll let you go have a conversation with someone else whose idea is not nearly as good as this one.
Of course. This is something that I'm personally interested in, to be very honest.
Do you play golf?
No, but I play other sports.
Oh, well, no. Exactly. You could do this with other sports, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You really can.
Have you heard about that athlete, Gareth Bale? He's a real...
What's it called?
Gareth Bale. He used to play soccer for...
Oh, you're a soccer guy. That's good.
Yeah, I'm the soccer guy. So he used to play for...
No, soccer's huge. Soccer is huge, man. There's a lot of soccer fans in this world, in Europe, all over the world, really. It's not that prominent in America, but it still has a good following. It's still strong, and it gets stronger with the kids that play, you know.
Since a year or so, the World Cup winning team captain and the best player ever to play soccer, Lionel Messi, is actually playing.
Pele is the greatest.
Alive right now. So just talk about someone who is alive right now. I'm
okay.
My father was a big fan of Pele. He have.
Yeah, he grew up very poor. A humble beginnings, Pele.
Very humble beginnings. I've seen his black.
I love that. I have humble beginnings too.
Same here.
So I love that shit. I love. Oh, we're gonna work well together. All right. So send me that shit. All right, buddy.
Sure.
We'll go from here.
Perfect.
Well, okay, we'll talk.
Yeah. Is there anything else you would want me to go ahead and discuss before I let you go off for the day?
No. I mean, if we move forward, you'll be hearing a lot from me, but I'm not going to bother you until. I'm going to try to connect with somebody in New York and sit down with them and just to see that it's a real place and a real person behind it, you know. And then we'll have a meet and greet, and then I'll have the meet and greet in Florida, and I'll be pulling the trigger on the first week of May.
Great.
First week
Great.
Of May, probably like 7th or 10th or something like that. You know, first 10 days of May, definitely. I'll be done with Florida. I'll be all set. So.
Perfect.
It's good. I could pull the trigger right now if I wanted to, you know, but.
Yeah, that's fine. Take your time.
Well, take my time. Yep.
We go ahead, see all the presentations, okay? See our document,
yep.
Okay? And if you're like 100% satisfied, you can go ahead and sign the document. That's fine with us.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Shane. You have a wonderful day. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.